According to the Washington State Department of Health, COVID case rates in eastern Washington are top 10 for the entire country. DOH is emphasizing the importance of masks and vaccines and warn of hospitals becoming increasingly filled in the next 2 weeks with COVID cases. Chris Reichdahl is the superintendent of public instruction and says the biggest priority of OSPI was keeping schools open this year.
The health mitigation strategies do parallel the learning. Like, we are open because we kept cases down and we kept mortalities at half the national average, and we didn't fill up our hospitals in most communities. That is because of masking, that is because of vaccines, and because of the protocols that we went through.
Some school board directors are working against masking in schools and meetings. Reichdahl explains that elected officials take an oath to the Constitution.
A lot of folks want to shun that because they personally don't like the conclusion that public health experts or the governor have come to on this, and it's unfortunate. And I would expect these folks to remind their communities that they do have a responsibility, a legal and moral responsibility, to follow the law and not pick and choose it based on their personal, you know, assumptions or feelings about it.
There is still no end date for masking or contact tracing, precautions that the Department of Health is in charge of and works with OSPI to implement. School boards that willfully violate the law will be warned and risk losing school funding. For NWPB, I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.